Testing 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2. Welcome to our pre-show. Let's see. It's fucking hotter than fucking this motherfucker.
What I was thinking about, this is Bud Dickman, and welcome. We're going to do a Bud Dickman show.
Tonight it's the Bud Dickman show. Now, Bud.
Thank you very much. And, you know, I want to bring on a very special guest. This is Harley Trumpner. This is Bill Gizevi. This is Bill Gizevi, and Bill was, what did you do?
Well, I basically was a part of a group of people who, we had a...
Do move away from the microphone.
Oh, sorry. We had a,
I'm going to interview in depth here,
Want to interview me in depth, huh?
Yeah. We have had an ongoing discussion here tonight, and
you're not going to do this.
Margaret, Phil said let him do.
All right.
Fine.
Ongoing discussion tonight, Planet of the Apes.
Yeah?
Okay. It was originally going to be called the Planet of the Ape.
No, it wasn't. It was called the Planet...
Well, we had originally thought to call it Planet of an Ape. It was going to be called Ape Planet Dust Up. I don't know. You got me.
Jesus Christ. Doody doo 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 doo. So that's a picture of me there, Waimea Canyon. Waimea, Hawaii. I was there in 2016 with Bithynia, otherwise known as Lauren. Shit that she had to do. I was particularly weird when I was hanging out with Lauren. I was a real weirdo. But she was weird, too. She was one of the few women I've known in my life who actually made me laugh. You know, I'm not saying, but Lauren had a great sense of humor. Still does. Still has a great sense of humor. And large breasts. And anyway, disregard that. Edit that out. Edit it out. Edit it out. Okay. Did we pay the car payment this month? We did. Ars Gardner, I am the only talk show host in the history of the world that can do an entire 20 minutes of a talk show without using the... What are they called again? An discourse... What is and er? They're called something. And er are called. Filler words. Fill in empty spaces, and they're also called discourse markers, I think. Filler words or discourse markers. Is there a name for words like And the answer to the question is, yes, there is, but not all the ones you listed belong in the same group. Well, and stuff like that are called pause fillers, filled pauses. They serve various functions in spoken discourse. Discourse markers and filler words are what they're called. Discourse markers and filler words. Ars Gardner, the only man in the history of talk radio or television that can do an entire show without using discourse markers or filler words. What are they? Those are just examples of discourse markers and filler words. Ars Gardner of Chapaca, Ohio, a radio host, a radio talk... I inadvertently stopped the tape. Ars Gardner. Hi, everyone. This is Ars Gardner. Ars Gardner is the only talk show host in the history of America. So are we actually going to do an Ars Gardner show? Okay. Why not? Fuck it. And he's going to do a review of tonight's Democratic... convention. Hi, this is Ars Gardner, and tonight's Democratic National Convention in Chicago was interesting. I think the Democrats probably made themselves feel pretty good by rolling out Barack Obama, Michelle Obama. They also had Stephanie Grisham, a former communications director for the Trump administration. Stephanie Grisham, a turncoat, I suppose Trump supporters would call her, because Stephanie Grisham is now a supporter of Kamala Harris. and very much a detractor of the Trump administration. Other speakers included the very, very interesting mayor, or not the mayor, but no, I did not. I said, or I didn't say er. I didn't say er. Quoting er is not saying it.
Go ahead.
You know, who are you again? Go ahead. My name is Tate.
My name is Geese. My name is Wright. Go ahead. My name is Wright. My name is Wright Gibling.
Wright Gibling.
That's my name. You're looking at me like I'm something that walked out of a giraffe's ass.
Okay. Ars Gardner. Hi, this is Ars Gardner, the only talk show host on radio or television that can do an entire show without using filler words or discourse markers. Now, what are filler words and discourse markers? Those are very common words that we use sometimes when we can't think of something to say. So we use the word things like that. Now, repeating which is what I did, doesn't mean I said by mistake. I simply said an additional because I couldn't think of another one of those discourse marker or filler words. And I have bad grammar sometimes. Because you have bad grammar don't mean you not say. You see, I haven't said a discourse marker or a filler word. Where's Russ Giebling?
Right here.
Russ, make note of that.
No, I understand. You have not said a discourse marker or filler word.
Right. So that while I talk about tonight, Democratic National Convention, me say the words properly, although my grammar is way, way up a giraffe's ass. A giraffe's ass. When one is struggling not to use discourse marker or discourse markers or filler words, that is when one is struggling to be proper in terms of grammar, one goes to dumb tongue. One is struggling not to use discourse markers or filler words. Me start to have dumb tongue. What is dumb tongue? Dumb tongue is you know talk good. But that not using discourse marker or filler words. Some people may say, so what? What's the point? You sound like a dumbass. You sound like you shouldn't be allowed behind a microphone. You sound like you shouldn't been allowed out of your house this morning. That you should have been kept inside the house and then nerve gas pumped in so that they would carry you out instead of you walking out and going, ah, look at now. Say, what a funky place. Say now, what a nutty place. All right. Jesus Christ. Well, let me put it this way, folks. It is late. Tomorrow, I'm going to the Dodger game? Me? I don't know, man. I got a voice session in the afternoon. I don't know if I got to make it over to Big D's house. My best friend Don has the best fucking season tickets to the Dodgers, right behind the third base line. Yeah, they're right behind the third base line, more closer to home plate. Great seats. And I've been to a couple of games with him now over the course of the last 2 years. I can't really get out to too many games, but he said, let's go to the ball game Wednesday night. I said, okay, thank you, brother. I'm very grateful. Let's go. But I have a big, big project between now and the end of September. I'm writing a one-man show that I'm going to put on its feet at Theater West, the great and venerable theater on Cahuenga in Hollywood, California. They've also done some artwork on it. I mean, it's going to be heavy, man. So while working on that, and I was going to put it on, I was going to do, I work with Don on writing some of it, and then I'm going to have dinner with my good friend Nancy Daly, who's also an actress and has done two or three one-woman shows, and also Nancy played my wife, and I played her husband, in a couple of episodes of Playing House, a very funny show that was on USA back in the early 2000s, and Nancy, I'm gonna kind of ask Nancy about writing a one-person show. I've got the characters. I know what I want to do. So it's not like, you know, oh, God, I'm working from scratch. It's how, you know, why do you do costume changes and stuff when you're just, like, the only person on stage? That kind of shit, you know? And it's fucking hotter than hell in this bitch of a place. So, having said all of that shit, I always love going to YouTube for music now, royalty-free. This is Reese Giebling.
This is Reese Giebling. It's time for...
This is Reese Giebling. It's time for the Ars... Hello, everyone. This... Hello, this is Reese Giebling, and welcome to the Ars Gardner Show, the only talk show in America where the host uses no discourse markers or filler words. He doesn't say or any of those words. I can, he can't. That's the beauty of him being Ars Gardner, and I'm just Reese Giebling, who is the announcer. So let's talk now. This is Malcolm Esposito. Is Malcolm the new announcer for Ars Gardner? I wish I had my own talk show, but I can't because I suck. You do. This is Ars Gardner, and welcome to the Ars Gardner Show. What is this? Fuck this shit. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.